Let's go to God in prayer, please. Our dear God and Father, which art in heaven, we thank you so much for another day of life you've given us. Help us face each day with you and prayer and look to you for guidance. And we know you're in control of this world, and we just pray you'll take care of us and help us think of other people and their needs, not just our own. Help us study this word of Daniel and try to learn something from the Old Testament and the prophecies for our learning. And we pray that you'll forgive us of our sins and be with all the sick, so many on our prayer list. And we thank you for the church here in New Lex, that we will strive to do your will, grow spiritually, and grow in number. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Daniel chapter 7. We'll just have a quick review there. I didn't mark which verse I got down to, but we know in chapter 7, we know Daniel's had many dreams, but this book, chapter 7, he interpreted the kings, Nebuchadnezzar and other dreams he had. But this dream was different. It bothered him. He didn't know and he found out later here, we're going to see what the dream meant. But if it bothered Daniel, we're not going to understand everything either, are we? A lot in this, symbols and prophecies. And most of all, Daniel is a book that tells us about the coming of the church. And that's been several hundred years ago. Talks about the great kingdom, the church of Christ, in all over the world, even here in New Lex. Okay, let's just look at a couple verses and we'll get going here. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told some of the matters. He wrote the dream. And Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And if you just look at that, verse 2, it's the four great winds there. I believe he's talking about the whole world is to be involved because there are four directions of the compass. North, south, east, and west. And he said, strove to push forth, which means to cause some commotion of movement, since the outcome of this rushing will result in something pertaining to human beings. We know the great sea means inhabitants of the civilized world that are to become subjects to this empire. Not easy to understand, but we'll do our best there. Okay. Now the four great beasts in this chapter. Chapter 3, or verse 3, chapter 7. Four great beasts we learned last week. Different from each other. We know that one was like a lion, had the eagle wing. Remember, Daniel saw these things, symbols or whatever it was, and it bothered him. He didn't know what it was all about. We're going to see that later. I beheld the wings thereof were plucked, and it lifted up from the earth, made stand upon the feet of a man, and man's heart was given to it. That's the first one, lion, powerful. We know lion is the most powerful beast in the jungle. As far as the cats in the cat's family. Let's look at verse 5. Another beast. Like a bear, there's another powerful animal. These is empires now we're talking about. And it raised itself up on one side and had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said, thrust into it, arise, devour much flesh, destroy. And then another beast, a leper. We learned last week or talked about the leper being the cat family. One is powerful, but is swift. Fast, a leper's fast, which upon the back of it, four wings of like a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. What this is saying is these empires are powerful. Now, let's look at verse 7 real quick. The fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. And it says it deviled or destroyed and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts, different before it, and it had 10 horns. I'll read here a little bit what the commentary says about the fourth beast. It was Rome, Roman. It described dreadful and terrible. The first word is from original. It means to look dangerous and mighty. Had iron teeth, explained by the comment in history. And we see that in chapter 2, verse 40. Let's look at chapter 2, verse 40. Would someone read that, please? Chapter 2, verse 40. This one goes back several chapters. Chapter 2, verse 40. The fourth kingdom. Let's read that, please. Okay, there it is, talking about the fourth beast back in chapter 2, what it was like at that. Okay? The fourth beast. He said he considered the horns in verse 8. There came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, his eyes were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Speaking great things. We won't read all this, but I want to go over and to where I'm trying to find this. What the interpretations are. Let's look at verse 10, please. Verse 9, please. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down. This is where it's going to, all these thrones and powers are going to be destroyed. Cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. What's he saying here? Verse 9. The throne was cast down, Ancients of Days. I think he's talking about Almighty God there. Ancients of Days. Who would think that? But from commentaries and things, and if you study this out in commentaries, that's what is going on. Ancients of Days, that's God, did sit, whose garment was white as snow. The hairs of this describes Jesus Christ too in some books, didn't it? It says his throne, verse 9, was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as a burning fire. One commentary says the Ancient of Days is the same being as is called the God of Heavens, chapter 2, 44. Let's go back there, please. If you'll read chapter 2, verse 44. What's it say? Chapter 2, verse 44. There is. In these days, a king shall, God of heaven, Almighty God, will set up a kingdom, that's the church, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people, but it shall break in pieces, as Holly read, and consume all these kingdoms. and it shall stand forever. Ancients of Days, it says in verse 9, God Almighty. What did Daniel say in verse 28 there? I read that last week. The end of this matter, Daniel, it much troubled me. My counsels changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. All these things bothered Daniel. We'll go back here now a little bit. And there it is. Let's look at verse 13, please. He said, I saw in this night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. There's God and Jesus, I believe he's talking about. And they brought him near before him. Okay, now we said Ancients of Days was God. I saw in the night visions, he says, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. Don't know if he's talking about exactly the judgment day or what here, but if you look in Matthew chapter, chapter 24, please. Matthew 24, let's read what says there. This is the New Testament. Charles, would you read verse 30, please?
24, verse 30.
Yes. Matthew.
Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Okay. Is that the right verse?
Yeah. Okay. You have any comments on that? We know that the Lord is going to come clouds of heaven someday and have judgment. And the Ancients of Days, that's God, and they brought him near before him. God in Christ has all, power, we know. God gave him all power, Matthew 28 says, is given to him. And all these kingdoms are going to be destroyed, but one's going to be forever, and that's our church, the church. Verse 14, and there was given in him dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, languages should serve him. All nations, all people, it says, should serve him, verse 14. But do we? Do they? The ones in the church should serve our Lord, and all people should serve our God, really. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall never pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Talks again about the church. This whole chapter, this whole book is about the coming of the church. Is if we get anything out of that, the Lord was having the church come into existence later on, but this is the what's going to happen to all these kingdoms, and this kingdom will never be destroyed. Now, at verse 15, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. All these symbols and he saw troubled him. That would, wouldn't it, if you saw all these things like this? Daniel didn't know what it meant. What did he do then? Verse 16, he said, I came near unto one of them that stood by. I don't know who that was, an angel or what it was. And asked him the truth of all this. And he told me and made me know the interpretation of these things. Let's see what some of them is. Okay, could have been. Angel Gabriel. But anyway, we see here he goes to him right here. He says, Read that, verse 16, would you, Dave?
I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things.
Okay, there you have it. He was going to help him make known this interpretation. These great beasts, which are four, there it is, all these beasts we saw, lion, leper, bear, and the fourth one, which are four kings, which shall rise out of the earth. But, he says in verse 18, the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, possess the kingdom forever, ever and ever. The saints, the Christians someday, the church. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse, different of all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, his nails of brass. He break in pieces and stamped the residue with his feet. Kind of hard to understand, isn't it? And of the ten horns that were in his head, and the other which came up, before whom these fell, three fell. The others fell because of this fourth one. Of that horn had eyes, a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout or strong than his fellows. We'll just read the rest of this and leave it go at that. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints. There it is. The church was built back on Pentecost, and it had trouble, didn't it? The church has had trouble all through clear up till now. Dark ages came. People had to hide to worship the Lord. And it had a lot of problems. Until the Ancients of Days came. Who's that again? Who was the Ancients of Days? God. Who would read this and kind of figure that out? But if you have a commentary, and if good commentaries, and also much studying, and until the Ancient of Days, God came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. We are in the kingdom, aren't we? We belong to God's kingdom. What a blessing to be in the kingdom, be in the church. Verse 23, thus he said, the fourth beast, there it is again, shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse, it's different, from all the kingdoms, shall devour the whole earth, shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of his kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after him, them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue these kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, that's against God, verse 25, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto him his hand until the times and times and the dividing of time. What's he saying in verse 25? He says, this king or whatever shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. If we look back and how we see that people try to change God's law, haven't they? They try to change what God wants. They try to change worship the way God wants. Change times and laws. We can't change God's law. You have any comments on this? We can see that false teachers try to change God's word and do different things than what God says of the New Testament. We can't do that.
You think about how amazing this is to predict this
He don't have to think about yesterday or tomorrow. Everything's right there to God. He knows it all. He's in control of this world. That's what I try to think about. All the problems going on in politics. God is still in control. That means a lot.
I think this dream happened 250 years after Daniel received it. And Babylon used to be the biggest nation around, the most powerful nation around at this time.
That's what happened to all these. All these were the world power at that time.
Yeah. God's still in control. That's a good thought to have. Verse 26 there, or 5 again. They'll try to change time and laws and add things to God's church. And I think we can say that within reason here, because if you just... Men has tried to change what God wants and what the church stands for and add things and take away things. We cannot do that. But the judgment shall sit, 26, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, verse 27, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven. The kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom, talking about the church, I believe, and our Lord, under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom, there it is again, says that many times in Daniel, is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. Our God, he's all powerful. There, verse 28 there. Hereunto is the end of the matter, the whole saying here. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me. This chapter troubled Daniel, didn't it? Much counselance changed in me, and I kept the matter in my heart. He kept all this in his heart. And there was things Mary, we said that last week, Mary didn't understand the birth of the Lord. The angel coming to her and said, you're going to have a boy by the Holy Spirit coming to you. She didn't understand this. She kept it in her heart. She did what God wanted. Of course, that's what we need to do. We don't understand all this. But it's a prophecy of the church coming hundreds of years ago. And it exists today, doesn't it? The church of our Lord. It's a blessing to know what God wants. Any comments? Let's have a few minutes, but any comments on this chapter?
You know, the idea that Daniel is given this gift, this vision of what the future was going to be, and I can see where that would bother him.
Yeah.
That would bother me.
Right.
I mean, and I'm not a prophet. If I had
be like a nightmare.
Simple. Yeah, it would be a nightmare. And to know that, you know, and how to interpret that would be just overwhelming. Yeah, I can see why Daniel would ask for help for this, because
yeah.
I wouldn't know how to God, what did you, what gift did you give me? I don't understand it. And Moses explained to him, you know, that's a horrible secret to keep. That would be just, that would just unnerve me. Something awful, because you don't know what to do with it now. It's like you have the secret to be able to save people from cancer, but you're not allowed to tell anybody. Well, now what do you do? Okay, and so Daniel's got a terrible secret to remember.
Right.
And I can see why he just said, I'm going to have to keep this, you know, I'm going to have to remember this, because this is going to be awful.
Yeah.
You know, and it was for a long time for the church. It was a terrible thing.
Yeah. Yep. And earlier part in the book, God interpreted to him the mother visions. But this one, I don't know why he didn't. He used this other angel, as Dave said, but it still bothered him. And it would to see all them. But we know it's all true. The church came on the day of Pentecost, still here today, never be destroyed, and it's a blessing. So we'll start in chapter 8 next week. I think Dave's going to teach, so we'll start in 8 next week. Thank you for your help.